welcome to this edition of the Kids Ministry Collective podcast, where we talk about topics and resources that help you lead more to reach more. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this edition of the Kids Ministry Collective podcast. And welcome to another episode of the Kids Ministry Collective podcast. My name is Tom Bump, and I'm your host. Thanks for joining me, my friends. I'm so glad to be with you today. I'm honored that you would take time to listen. I want to thank so many of you that are brand new listeners to the podcast, or you've been listening for a while. I really appreciate it if you would let me know. And when you let me know, it is such a blessing to know that somebody else is out there other than my mom is listening to these episodes. But I'm so grateful for all of you ministry leaders that have become friends through this podcast. So if you haven't yet, if you would take a few seconds and leave a review where you listen to this podcast, or send me a review that I can share with others at tom@tombump.com, I would love and be honored if you would just take a minute and let me know how this podcast has impacted you, helped you, served you. It just keeps me motivated to keep me going. And yeah, we all need those kind of encouragements from time to time. So thanks for listening, my friends. Hey, in this episode, we're going to talk about some stuff because the month of May is a time where we are talking a lot about mental health and mental health awareness. And so I wanted to take the next couple of episodes and talk about ministry mental health and what we can do as leaders. So today we're going to be talking about fostering a positive mindset and how do we cultivate a positive self-image and how do we overcome some self-doubt. And so we're going to talk about these and I'm going to be very real because these are things that I have battled with. I think these all of these kind of things. In one of the next episodes, we're going to be talking about anxiety and worry in ministry. And I know that will be a powerful conversation as well. But I want to start off this episode by telling you about restoringleaders.org. Maybe you've not heard of Restoring Leaders, but Restoring Leaders is my passion ministry where I serve hurting, burned out, and overwhelmed leaders, both recovering from burnout and hurt, but also preventing burnout from happening. Our ministry is a by faith ministry, so we don't charge any set fees for the mentoring that we do through that program. So you don't ever have to worry about paying for something that you can't afford to pay for at the time. Maybe you are hurting, maybe you're struggling, maybe you're looking at a job transition, or you're just in a hard, challenging season and you need someone safe to talk to. Then go to restoringleaders.org and set up a call with me. I would love to hear your story and how I can walk with you. We also have retreats. We've got some four-day retreats where you can focus on you. And I know a lot of leaders who need a sabbatical. They need a break. And this is four solid days of you focusing on just being a child of God. You can find more information at restoringleaders.org under our retreats tab. We have one coming up this fall in September in Erie, Pennsylvania. And we've got some more coming, so you have to kind of keep an eye on that page because we're constantly working on new locations for leaders. And so you can find out all the details, the fees, the requirements for joining. This is open to ministry leaders. It's open to spouses as well. And some are blended men and women attending. Some are just men. Some are just couples. And so you'll find all the details at restoringleaders.org. All right. Let's dive into this episode talking about developing a positive self-image and overcoming self-doubt. Now, I don't know about you, but I have early on in ministry got myself caught up into what people think about me. I became such a people pleaser. I had a fear of man bigger than my fear of God. And my self-image and how I saw myself as a young leader was really impacted by that. Our self-image is essentially how we really perceive ourselves, both as a person and as a leader. And it affects how confident we are in our capabilities and how we do ministry. And that comes across in the way we project ourselves. Some people overcompensate. Some people hide in the shadows. Unfortunately, too many leaders struggle with a negative self-image and it could stem from a variety of sources. One of the big ones is constant self-comparison or having unrealistic and unhealthy expectations of yourself and your leadership. Let me share a quick story. I know a leader who once told me about their struggles of feeling inadequate and just unqualified for what they were doing. Part of it was because of how they were wired organizationally. They struggled. The person they followed was a high detailed person that was really probably more details and projects over people, where this person was more people over projects and details. And so their predecessor left a very big shadow to walk in. And this leader felt totally inadequate, totally helpless, and felt like regardless of anything they did, they were going to come up short and fail in comparison to that previous leader. Well, let me tell you, that leader was never going to live up to their potential if they didn't break free and break out of those shadows. So what do you do to do that? Well, it starts by getting a healthy view of yourself. You need to work on yourself and your mindset and how you see it. Now, I'm not all about standing in front of the mirror and just declaring positive affirmations. Those are empty if you don't back it up with what God says. I challenge leaders, and I've had to do this myself, dig in and do a real study in Scripture about how God views His creation, how He views us. Let me tell you, when you start looking at Scriptures and seeing how God the Father sees you as a son or a daughter of God, it can blow your mind and blow out those negative self-image thoughts. What I challenge leaders to do is, as you do this, because Scripture tells us we are to take every thought captive. So when you start thinking in a negative way, you need to stop and write that down and ask, why am I thinking this? And then ask it again. I challenge people sometimes to ask why 4 or 5 times. You want to drill down, what is the root cause of why I think this about me? And then I want you to take some time, dig back into Scripture and see how God sees you. And I want you to write a new thought pattern based in Scripture. And then I want you to write it down. Put it someplace that you can see it every single day. You may need to put it in multiple locations. Put it in your bathroom, in your mirror, so it's the first thing you see as you look at yourself in the morning. Put it in your car, on your dashboard, so as you're driving in, you remind yourself of who God says you are and how you are valued and the most important part of His creation, that you are called according to His purpose, that you are anointed, that you are here for such a time as this, that you are a role model and a winner of the next generation. You are someone who is a discipler because you are a disciple in Christ. You are valuable. You take those affirmations and you put them in places where you can see them. Put them on your phone so that when you get a negative thought, you can immediately rebuke it and tear it down. A stronghold is believing the wrong information, as my coach says. You need to tear down that stronghold and put truth in its place. All right. So we start there with that self-image idea and realizing it. But here's another problem that sometimes comes in, is one of the reasons why we have an unhealthy self-image is because we have unhealthy expectations and goals for ourselves. You know, when you're trying to reset this, it's not going to happen overnight. You have to consistently practice positive thoughts. You have to consistently take those negative thoughts captive, destroy them, tear them down, and replace them with the positive biblical truth. That is how you renew your mind, as Romans 12 talks about. But you have to also consider, What kind of goals and expectations do I have? Am I being fair to myself? Am I offering myself grace, like the grace that I teach others to have? That I teach that how God has towards us? Sometimes we hold God to this standard that he doesn't even put in Scripture. We think he'll never forgive us, that he'll never walk with us through these things, when yet that's exactly what he wants us to do, is let go of these things so he can lead us and guide us. We need to make sure that our expectations are biblically based as well, that they line up with what God wants to do in and through us. Sometimes our ministry expectations are wrong, and we need to take a look and step back and say, am I trying to go too big of steps here? Maybe I need to break these down and look for the small wins. When's the last time you celebrated something small? I want to challenge you to every day say, what can I celebrate today? And celebrate it big time, even if it feels small. It might be, hey, today I checked two things off my list. I had three on the list, but I checked off two. Celebrate it. Hey, I got my reports turned in on time. Celebrate it. Hey, I got three people signed up. Well, I didn't have any signed up the day before. I'm celebrating. We need to challenge ourselves to celebrate the small wins, no matter how minor or small they feel. We need to develop the changes that we've made and that we are growing. If you had a day where you wiped out some of those negative thoughts and you remembered to say the positive things instead of the negative things, celebrate it. Here's the thing. We've got to stop taking our setbacks and our failures personally and stop allowing them to define who you are, because that is stinking thinking. It's a lie that you need to destroy from the enemy. So how do we address and overcome the self-doubt and the negative self-image? Well, when those things start to creep in, when the challenges start to come, we need to say to ourselves, what are the facts over my fear? What do I know to be truth? And destroy the lies with it. You may want to start keeping a journal of when these negative thoughts happen and ask yourself again, why are they happening? Why am I thinking this? And is any of this true? And if it's not, tear it down and destroy it and replace it with what you know is true. Remember Philippians 4:8 and the list that it tells us to think on these things. I want to end this with a little exercise. I want you to close your eyes, sit back in your chair. Now, if you're driving, don't do this. Park somewhere and then do it. But close your eyes, take a deep breath, and then exhale. And think of one thing that you can thank God for about yourself and about what you do. Think about what he has done this week. And then I want you to think about, how does that make you feel? And I want you to thank God for that feeling that he created you with. Thank God for that blessing of reminding you of how he sees you and how he values you, how he's called you, how he's equipped you, and how he is walking with you, because you are here for such a time as this. Hey, my friends, I hope this has helped you. I'd love to hear from you if it has. If you'd take a moment again and just drop me a quick email at tom@tombump.com. I would love to know how this podcast is serving you, or maybe a topic that you would like me to tackle, or a person that you'd like me to interview, or maybe you'd be interested in being interviewed. I'd love to talk to you about ministry and what God is doing in you. So feel free to message me. All right, that's going to wrap up this episode of the Kids Ministry Collective Podcast. My name's Tom Bump, and I'm here to serve you. If you need anything, please reach out. If you need coaching, go to kmccoach.net. If you want to find the podcast or other podcasts, go to kidministrycollective.com and you can find us there. If you haven't joined our Facebook group, come check that out. Or if you're a leader that wants to grow even more, check out kidminplus.net, where you can join a membership community for only $15 a month and grow and think like a leader, because that's the community that you need that also needs you. All right, my friends, that's it for this episode. Stay tuned for another episode real soon. Thanks for listening to this edition of the Kids Ministry Collective podcast. We hope that it's helped and encouraged you. If you would, support our podcast by continuing to share it with other leaders. And if you haven't already, hey, please subscribe and leave us a review wherever you listen to this podcast. We look forward to hearing from you how this podcast has helped and sharpened your skills in ministries. So let us know on your Facebook page or head over to kmccoach.net and share with us there. And thanks again for listening to the Kid Ministry Collective podcast.